There is saintly Vaishnava. He is the president of the most successful temple in Italy, Prabhupada Desh, just next to Venice. It's so successful because of his very, very strong adherence to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. His sadhana is very exemplary. His loving, caring service to the Vaishnavas is very much maintaining all of these devotees' spiritual lives. And he's one of the dearest friends. Perhaps one of the main reasons I ever go to Italy is to assist Guru Charan Prabhu in his service to the devotees. And his good wife Anuradha also is here. Anuradha Mukherjee, can you stand up? Guru Charan Prabhu, you please stand up. Please. Everyone, welcome Anuradha and Guru Charan Prabhu to our lecture. We have come to Pavan Sarovar. Pavan means purify. We have come here for our purification. What is the purification? By coming and offering our prayers at this holy place, drinking the water and bathing, it will naturally increase our eagerness to hear and chant the glories of Lord Krishna. That hearing and chanting is the ultimate process of purification. It is a very timeless atmosphere. Cowherd boys, buffaloes and cows. We are very happy to be here. One of the most beautiful, peaceful parts of all of Brajbhumi. So beautiful and peaceful that Srila Sanatana Goswami personally had his bhajan kutir just on the banks of Pavan Sarovar, where he would write his books and chant and immerse his consciousness in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Also, one of the very, very dear godbrothers of Srila Prabhupada, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. He would come here often, and he loved the atmosphere of this place so much that during his last months in this world, he decided to come and live here. And it is from here that Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj left this world. His samadhi is on the banks of Sri Pavan Sarovar. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj has a very special place in my heart. When I first came to Vrindavan in 1971, I contracted typhoid fever and I was in a charitable hospital, the Ram Krishna Save Ashram. I was in a room with 40 beds, with 40 people dying. The person next to me had contagious tuberculosis. His bed was 6 inches from mine. And every few days people were dying right in front of my eyes, but I couldn't move. But Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj would come often just to give me his wonderful association. And he brought me back to the Gaudiya Math that he was staying. And every day he would sing beautiful, beautiful bhajans before the deities for about 3 or 4 hours. And because I couldn't do any service due to my illness, it would just be the two of us. I would sit with him and try to follow his wonderful chanting. He taught me my first Madanga beats, and he taught think I know anything since. And he taught me the first lessons in singing kirtans and bhajans. He would personally lead Mangalarti every day. He bestowed much, much kindness upon me. I don't know when he slept. Anytime I went by his room at night, I would always hear, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. He was really, really an ocean of mercy. He was the personification of someone who was tasting the sweetness of the nectar of the holy name. He was constantly chanting. To see someone who's actually tasting the nectar of the holy name brings so much faith to the heart. I knew him for months. He never talked to me. He only said, Hare Krishna. Your education qualifications. What country are you from? Why have you come to India? Everyone who knew any little English wanted the whole world to know, and they would speak so loud that everyone on the street could hear it. Never did I meet anyone who spoke English and didn't want to show the world. So I thought he was Bengali, he only knows. But on this day I just turned around, nothing. I couldn't see anyone, so I went out and looked my back. Why are you not answering my question? Where were you at Mangalarti? And I turned around again, and I thought, I don't know who's talking. So I continued my back, and he said, why are you not answering my question? And I looked back, and I looked at him, and he said, why you not answer me? And I offered my obeisances. I said, I didn't know you spoke English. Known you for so many months. Only chanting Hare Krishna. But just by his going, Hare Krishna, everything, there was nothing else needed to be said. He really had the taste for the chanting of the holy name. And when Srila Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, and he came to the room to see Srila Prabhupada, I brought him to see Srila Prabhupada. And he and Prabhupada embraced for a long time, with tears in both of their eyes. They both sat on the same little seat, and they were just exchanging such intimate, loving relationships of joy between them. I was thinking, this is the spiritual world. When two Vaishnavas can have a relationship like this, this is Goloka Vrindavan. I am seeing what is Vrindavan Leela now. We are speaking and we are reading, but when you see Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada sitting in Vrindavan together with their arms around each other laughing and joking, I was thinking, this is the love of Braja. So his samadhi is just here. I owe so much to this wonderful soul in my life. Why these great personalities, Sanatan Goswami, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, why they have come to perform their essential bhajan on the banks of this beautiful lake? And Yashoda Mai would also come here to bathe Krishna. There's another place on the other side of the temple called Yashoda Kund. Sometimes Yashoda Mai would go there with Krishna because it's a very secluded and quiet place. But generally Krishna would bathe here every day. Also, when Krishna would be out in the pastures every day with his cows, on his way back to Nandagram, he would stop here every day to give water to his cows. They would drink the nectarine ambrosial water that bathed the very body of their all-loving Supreme Lord and Master Sri Krishna. And how the cows would love to drink this water. So this kund is the water that bathes Krishna, bathes Balaramji. It is the water that has been drunk by the cows, often bathed the cows. Nanda, Yashoda, The whole of Nandagram practically would utilize Pavan Sarovar for these most sacred purposes. And Srimati Radharani, when she would come from either Barasana or Jalaj each day, it was on the banks of Sri Pavan Sarovar that she would cook. Today, Dhanurdhar Maharaj gave a nice, beautiful explanation of how Yashoda Mai would make all arrangements for Srimati Radharani to cook. Because she was so shy and so humble, she never felt she had such qualifications. All these elderly senior gopis, like Mother Yashoda, who was she to cook? But Yashoda Mai would encourage her. Yashoda Mai loved Srimati Radharani like her own daughter. And she would make all arrangements. She would have 100 ovens with 100 fires all burning simultaneously. And Lalita, Visakha, and the other sakis of Sri Radharani would help her. And they would cook wonderful, wonderful feasts for Lord Krishna every single day. Srimati Radharani knew the heart of Krishna, exactly what he liked best, when he wanted it, how he wanted it prepared. Love comes about natural intuition into the heart of the heart in spiritual life. So Srimati Radharani knows perfectly Krishna's heart at any moment, and she is sacrificing she would cook wonderful, wonderful preparations. And Krishna Balaram would sit on either side of Nanda Maharaj. Rohini and Yashoda would serve the prasad. Srimati Radharani and her friends would be secretly looking through a window to see how Krishna was enjoying. And sometimes Krishna would taste something and appear like it was ready. Wonderful pastimes took place in Pavan Sarovar. We can feel how much peaceful it is. These beautiful copper briksha trees surrounding the lake. And very soon you will all have the opportunity to take your bath. There was a couple places that we were not able to visit today, although it was our hope. But getting 800 people through these tiny little lanes of Nandagram was not so easy. One place is Yashoda Kund. Another is a very, very special place called Haubalao. I think you all know this story, but for my purification I will try to speak it again. Krishna and Balaram, when they would play, sometimes they would become so engrossed in the reciprocation of love with his friends that they would forget all time. They would forget about eating, sleeping, everything. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they would forget about eating, sleeping, and time when they were doing their bhajan. Krishna would forget all these things when he was doing his play with his friends. Srimad Bhagavatam describes how once Krishna and Balaram were playing, and Rohini Devi came to get them, but they just completely ignored her. So she went back to get Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda tried through so many ways to get Krishna to come back. But finally, after scolding Krishna, chastising Krishna, "You must come back, your father is waiting for you," Krishna started to leave, but then his friend said, "You are leaving the game just at the best part. If you leave now, we will not let you play with us again." So Krishna ran away from his mother and began to play. So this was a regular transcendental pastime. On one particular occasion, Mother Yashoda sent Mother Rohini to bring Krishna and Balaram back home. She said, Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you. He will not eat his prasad until you come and take. So you please come. But they ran away and hid from Rohini Devi. Rohini Mata came back to Yashoda Mata, and Yashoda directly went right to the spot. She said, Krishna, Balaram, come home. It's time for you to take your baths at Pavan Sarovar. It's time for you to eat your prasad. It's all ready, and your father will not eat without you. And then you should come. We have your bed nicely arranged for you to take rest in the afternoon. But Krishna and Balaram, they just continued their play and kept escaping from Mother Yashoda. So Yashoda Mai, in her Vatsalya Ras, was thinking so deeply only in terms of the welfare of our son. If he is not properly bathed, if he doesn't eat nice nourishing food, then how will he be healthy? So she had a nice idea. She became very grave and serious. She said, you should come home with me right now, because there's a great danger about to take place. They said, what danger? What danger? She said, the howl is about to come. He said, what is a howl? He said, you don't know what is a howl? A howl has big red eyes, long pointed ears, sharp pointed teeth, fire coming out of his nose. This howl eats young boys, puts them in his bag and eats them for lunch. Krishna Balaram looked at Yashoda Mai and said, we do not believe in howls. So Yashoda Mai looked back and she screamed, the howl has come! The howl has come! And she ran as fast as she could. And Krishna and Balaram, and they never ever saw Mother Yashoda running away in such fear before in their whole lives, so they became very much scared. And Krishna, Balaram, and all his friends held hands together, and they started running as fast as I can. The howl has come! The howl has come! They ran, they ran. Yashoda ran right back to Mother Bhavan. Krishna and Balaram, somehow or other, they got back safely. Yashoda Devi gave them the bath along with Rohini, sat them down for lunch, and Krishna and Balaram said to Nanda Maharaj, you should have seen his howl. You should have seen his long teeth, his pointed ears, his red eyes. We barely escaped with our very lives. This way they had nice prasad together. So this place is called Hau Bulau, where there's statues that have been made of the Hau's. Krishna may not want to scare you today, so he has a better story. We are here. Also very close by is Yabat, the place of Abhimanyu. Very confidential pastimes there. And just close by is Kokilaban. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, there's a very nice story that took place in Kokilaban. When Sri Radharani was living in Yavat, there was a transcendental arrangement where she married the shadow expansion of Krishna named Abhimanyu for the purpose of increasing the ecstatic confidentiality of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Jatila was the mother of Abhimanyu, and Krutila was the sister. And there was always, their leela was to keep Radharani away from Krishna. And one day at Kokilaban, Krishna climbed up on a tree and started singing just like a bird, just like a cuckoo bird. It was so sweet and so beautiful. This was in the middle of the night. All the other cuckoo birds, they all started singing. Hundreds and thousands, millions. So when the other birds heard this, all the birds in all of the area of Vrindavan, they all started singing. It was a symphony of birds beautifully, beautifully singing, and Krishna was the leader of this kirtan. At Yavat, Jantila, she heard this. She said to Vishakha, "Isn't this a beautiful song? Hundreds and millions of birds are all singing together." And Vishakha said, "Yes, it's so beautiful. Can I take Srimati Radharani there to see it?" And Jatila said, of course, bring her." So they brought her to Kokilaban, and there Sri Radharani met with Krishna. So this is Kokilaban. So we will ask Dinabandhu Prabhu to speak briefly, and then we will all take our bath in Sri Pavamsrobana. We are ready. Remember that this is the very water that has bathed the bodies of Krishna, Balaram, Nanda, the cows, gopis. It's the sacred water that Sanatana Goswami bathes in every day. And we come here for our avana purification. Thank you very much.
So you can see this is one of the most beautiful sarovars in Braj, along with Kusum Sarovar, this Param Sarovar, and Bimal Kund in Kambihan. These are probably the three most picturesque and most beautiful places in Braj. Anyway, this pastime is more sweet in Hindi. Whoever doesn't know, find somebody to translate. Yo ye sarovar ka prachin naam hai Nanda sarovar. Kyunki Nanda Maharaj ne ye sarovar banwaye the. So iska naam tha Nanda sarovar. तो एक दिन लाला ने देखा कि माँ यशोदा बहुत से विचित्र प्रकार का भोजन बना रही है. ये दाल चावल रोटी सब्जी ये नहीं बना रहे, ये जैसे मतरी और सेब, ये सब जो नमकीन है, जो फ्राइड चीज है, जो बहुत देर तक रहते हैं. सो लाला आया, बोला, मैया ओ मैया, कौन से भोजन बना रहे हो आज? कौन से भोजन बना रहे हो आज? सो माया सोजन ने कहा कि लाला, बाबा तो वो लंबे लंबे तीर्थ यात्रा में जाएंगे, तो ये सब हम बना रहे तो वो कई दिन तक वो सही रहेगा, तो वो धीरे 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 खा लेगा अपना यात्रा में. अच्छा, और बाबा कहाँ जाएंगे? मैया कहाँ जाएंगे? लाला, बाबा तो प्रयाग जा रहा है. और मैया, ये प्रयाग कहाँ है? कहाँ है प्रयाग मैया? मुझे तो मालूम नहीं, बाबा से पूछो. तो बाबा के पास गए थे. बाबा कहाँ जाएंगे? बाबा कहाँ जाएंगे? कहाँ जाएंगे बाबा? लाला, मैं तो प्रयाग जा रहा हूँ. अच्छा बाबा, ये प्रयाग कहाँ है? लाला, ये स्थान है जहाँ ये गंगा, जमुना, सरस्वती को संगम में आ रहा है. बहुत ये प्रयागराज है, ये सब तीर्थों का राज है. लाला, मैं वहां जाकर स्नान करूंगा और मैं पावन हो जाऊंगा. पावन मतलब पवित्र, शुद्ध. अच्छा बाबा, तो लेकिन बाबा आज बहुत अमंगल दिन है. खा जाइए, खाओ, अक्षर चिट्ठी है, ये बहुत मंगल दिन है, शुभ दिन आपका यात्रा शुरू करने के लिए. आज तो बहुत अशुभ दिन है. क्योंकि ये अक्षय तृतीया हमारा जो वैष्णव पंजीक है वो तो चंदन यात्रा का दिन है. आपने देखा था ये अक्षय तृतीया. और अक्षय मतलब जिसके छाए नहीं होते, जो कभी खम नहीं होते, हमेशा बढ़ते रहते बढ़ते रहते. तो ये दिन सब लोग अपने अपने दुकान खोल देते हैं उसी दिन, उसके दुकान के गठन हो जाते हैं, गृह प्रवेश हो जाते हैं. सब प्रकार का जो शुभ काम कोई करना चाहते हैं वो अक्षय तृतीया के दिन पे करते हैं. और अगर आप यह आना चाहते हैं, ये उत्सव देखना चाहते हैं, तो खाई दिन पहले एक टैक्सी बुक करना पड़ेगा, क्योंकि उसी दिन पे भी बहुत से लोग शादी करते हैं. तो सब टैक्सी तो शादी में आप उसी दिन टैक्सी नहीं मिलेंगे, तो पहले से ही बुक करना पड़ेगा अक्षय तृतीया. तो मैंने कहा ठीक है लाला, तुम बता रहे कि आज अक्षय तृतीया ये सही है, ठीक है मैं तो कल जाऊंगा फिर. तो नन्हे बाबा सारे दिन जैसे महाराज ने कहा था रोज यहाँ आते थे स्नान करते सुबह सुबह. तो सवेरे सवेरे नन्हे बाबा लगभग 4 बजे भावन सरोवर के पास आए थे. लेकिन बाबा ने देखा कि बहुत बड़ा आदमी वहां स्नान कर रहे हैं और ये रज में लौट रहे हैं और हंस रहे और रज में लौट रहे, फिर स्नान करते फिर रज में लौट रहे. लेकिन ऐसे प्रकार का आदमी वो नंदा बाबा कभी नहीं देखा. सो बाबा गए थे उनके पास कि बाबा तू कौन है. महाराज मैं तो प्रयाग हूं. बाबा ने कहा प्रयाग, यह तो कोई प्रयाग तो रहते नहीं, कभी नहीं देखा. अरे बाबा मैं तो यहाँ का आदमी हूँ, मैं तो प्रयागराज हूँ, जहाँ ये गंगा जमुना सरस्वती संगम में आते ये प्रयागराज में हूँ. अच्छा और तो यहाँ क्यों नहीं. अरे बाबा सारे सब लोग मेरे पास आते हो, अपने अपने भाग मेरे ऊपर छोड़ देते हैं, तो फिर एक दिन अक्षय तृतीया के दिन में यहाँ आते हैं, स्नान करते ये रज में रहते और मैं भावन हो जाते. अच्छा ऐसे तो फिर नन्हे बाबा ने देखा कि भावन सरोवर के दूसरी ओर बहुत से सुंदर सुंदर स्त्रियां हैं, बहुत सुंदर सुंदर साड़ी पहनी. ये तो ब्रज की साड़ी नहीं है, आप लोग तो बॉम्बे से आए तो ये ब्रज में साड़ी नहीं दिखाई दे रही, तो ऐसे बाबू के पास गए थे. माता जी तुम लोग कौन है. किसी ने कहा मैं गंगा हूँ, किसी ने कहा मैं सरस्वती, जंगल है गोदावरी कावेरी तुम जंगल है सरस्वती और ब्रह्मपुत्र गोदावरी ये सब जितनी भी पवित्र नदी है वो सब वही थे, वही थी और स्नान कर रहे थे और व्रत में लौट रहे थे. तुम लोग क्यों सब लोग हमारे पास आते हैं, अपना अपना भाव बन पर छोड़ देते हैं, हम एक दिन अक्षय तृतीया के दिन ये नाते और स्नान करते और ये लक्ष भी लौट करते और फिर हम लोग क्या करते भाव हो जाते हैं. अच्छा ऐसे तो फिर नंदे बाबा ने स्नान किया, फिर ऊपर नंदा बाबा में गए थे. तो उस समय तो लाला तो जग गए, तो लाला आए बाबा बाबा अभी जाएंगे बाबा अभी जाएंगे बाबा अभी जाओगे अभी जाएंगे बाबा अभी जाएंगे यात्रा में जाएंगे बाबा. अरे लाला अब नहीं जाऊंगा. अरे बाबा क्या बात है. लाला जितनी भी थे जिसके पास मैं जाना चाहते थे और स्नान करने ये सब लोग यहाँ ना स्नान करने के लिए और भावना करने के लिए, तो मैं क्यों वहां इतना तकलीफ उठाए, क्यों मैं यहाँ स्नान करूंगा और भावन हो जाऊंगा. क्या भावन हो जाऊ. तो उसी समय से ये सरोवर का नाम हो गया कौन सा
भावन सरोवर.
भावन सरोवर. तो फिर अगर आप कुंभ मेला ले गए कोई बात नहीं, यहाँ स्नान करो ये कुंभ मेला से भी आगे फल देंगे। तो अभी हम लोग इसी भावन सरोवर में स्नान करेंगे और हवन हो जाएंगे। क्या हवन हो जाएंगे।
तो हम सोचते हैं कि शायद